org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night. And people are all over the world. They really are. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, including today. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crossmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because we're going to do open lines tonight, because tomorrow night we're going to have Lindsay Williams with us for 2 hours, and Lindsay's been appearing on all the big programs, George Norrie and Alex Jones, and he's going to be with us for 2 hours tomorrow night to talk about the tragedy that's taking place in the Gulf of Mexico, the great oil spill, and you're going to have an opportunity to hear the information that he got from Mr. X. Is it true or is it not? Is this as bad as he claims? And you're just going to have to decide. Certainly, I believe Lindsay is perfectly honest. Completely honest, I always wonder if we're getting disinformation, but we're getting so much bad information from so many sources, so I want you to hear what Lindsay has to say, and I hope it's not true, but it could very well be. But I will tell you one thing, and that is we are not getting accurate information, and there is so much disinformation out there that it's very hard to figure out what's really going on. In fact, there's so much information, basically, you have to really sort of divide it up into various sections. What's the reason for the oil spill? And then what about the response to the oil spill? BP's response. What about the American response? And then the results. What about this is going to do as far as the people in that area and as far as their way of life, people living along the coast and then the east coast of Florida? And then, of course, having heard President Obama's speech tonight, it's very obvious he's going to go for alternative means of energy production. And certainly, we're not going to do the logical things that should be done, but they have another agenda. And basically, this is a wonderful opportunity to change life in America forever. And as Rahm Emanuel and, of course, Hillary Clinton have both said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And this is the best crisis I've seen in a long period of time. Because night after night, when you turn on your television set, and what do you see? The oil gushing up from the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. And we're told that we don't know what to do. We're 55 days into this tragedy and still no end in sight. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, remember this is open lines. You can talk about whatever you want to. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you want to talk about the oil spill, we'll talk about that. If you want to talk about something else, we'll be glad to do that. But basically, we're talking about one of the greatest tragedies of modern times, and I'm not trying to play down this. I think this is a real tragedy. The question is, why did it happen? Well, now, the official line, which you're supposed to believe, and of course we've seen this on 60 Minutes, so it must be true. Only 60 Minutes is controlled by CBS, and CBS is controlled by Viacom, and Viacom is part of the Council on Foreign Relations, Brotherhood of Darkness Complex, and they have an agenda, and they're not going to be telling us the truth. But 60 Minutes gave us the official party line just a few days after this initial oil spill, and In fact, it was beautifully staged. They had all the pictures up there, the diagrams of what went wrong, and they had a very, 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 very effective gentleman who had jumped off the oil rig, and maybe he was telling the complete truth. I have no way of knowing. But I will tell you that the whole idea that we have a bunch of incompetent people, and certainly they made some terrible mistakes. Maybe they did mistakes, but why did they have the terrible explosion there on the rig? Was there something else going on? Is this being used for other purposes? Will this change the relationship with the United States and Great Britain, indeed the whole world? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly as we look and see what happened, we're told, of course, that they took shortcuts. British Petroleum intentionally took shortcuts because, of course, there was a cost overrun as far as the drilling was concerned. It was costing them $500,000 a day for this drilling rig, and of course, they took shortcuts, and that is the reason, of course, that they're having this terrible problem. Now, there are other explanations, and that is that they were drilling too deep. They were down 30,000 feet below the level of the sea, and they tapped into a deposit that had tremendous pressure, and they were totally incapable of handling that. Certainly, this is what the Russians had done when they drilled their very deep wells. Well, remember, the Russians really didn't dig those wells or drill the wells in Russia following the breakup of the Soviet Union. It was American corporations were over there and drilling down 30 or 40,000 feet to get to the oil. And we had the technology to do it back in the early 1990s. Why don't they have the technology to do it today and do it effectively? And we're told, oh, my goodness, the pipe is wearing out. I mean, it was a 2-inch thick pipe, but because of all the oil coming out there, it's down to 1-inch thick, and soon the pipe is simply going to dissolve. Do you honestly believe that they had a 2-inch pipe in, and it's worn down to 1-inch because there's so much oil rushing out, and very soon the pipe will dissolve, and then, of course, there'll be no way to contain the oil coming out? That just doesn't make sense to me. But there are other stories out there about how this whole episode came around. And certainly one of the stories is that there was a North Korean submarine, and this was put out, all over the Internet. The North Koreans had actually torpedoed this rig. They had caused the whole problem. And then, of course, there's another story that Bob Chapman, and Bob's a great friend of mine. I really love him, but somebody sent him a video. And on that video, supposedly taken by a couple of fishermen who were in that area, and they were taking pictures, and suddenly they see this blue beam come down from the sky. A blue beam comes down from the sky and hits the oil rig, and then it breaks into flames. And of course, the story about finding some drones out there in the Gulf of Mexico, people seeing the drones actually towing them on shore, and the government said, oh, yeah, we use these for practice all the time. And what's wrong with this story? Well, certainly you can actually go up on the Internet and see the video. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I'm just talking about all the stories that we've been hearing about the cause of the oil spill there. Now, the official party line is that BP did it, British Petroleum did this, because they were taking shortcuts, and the people, they were overextended. There were some problems that had developed, and they could have been fixed, but they didn't want to spend the time to do it. They wanted to get the job done. It was costing BP $500,000 a day for the oil rig. They were way over budget, and so they took shortcuts, and of course the turnoff valve had been partly destroyed. Nobody seemed to worry about it, and then of course this horrible situation develops. Why, of course, there's somehow methane gas gets loose up on the oil rig, and then there's this terrible explosion, and 11 people are killed, and then the oil rig sinks to the bottom of the ocean, and now the massive supplies of oil are just gushing there, and they've been gushing for 55 days. That is the official party line, and maybe it's true or maybe it's not. There's other stories out there, and when you see a multitude of stories being circulated, you have to ask yourself, who is circulating? There is a program to give you something called cognitive dissonance. In other words, they feed you so much information, you can't figure out what indeed is true. And there's a story about, it was the North Koreans that they torpedoed the oil rig, the pipe, something of the sort, and that's what created the problem. And then there's the story about the blue beams, and Bob Chapman said that somebody sent him a video, and he's actually looked at it, and you can watch it on the Internet, and it'll be posted in the Wednesday Forecaster, and you can actually see the beams coming down from the sky and hitting the rig, and I'm sure Bob has seen that, and I'm sure that it's very real, but I mean, I've seen all sorts of things on television. I've seen horses that can talk. Can you imagine horses that can talk? And I've seen them on television, so it's got to be true. I've actually seen, certainly on television, this little child. He can't be more than maybe 3 or 4 months of age. And he talks with this deep voice, and he has the most profound conversations with the listening audience. I've seen it on television. But is it true? And I don't really believe it's true. I believe you have to take everything you see on television with 3 grains of sand, and certainly you want to understand that somebody is putting out disinformation intentionally. In fact, I'll never forget a couple of years ago, there was a fellow named Hal Turner who was on YouTube, all of these YouTubes there, and he was showing us this Amaro coin. The coin, of course, is already being minted, and will be utilized when the United States and Mexico and Canada get together, and you could zoom in with the camera and you could see the coin he was holding. The only trouble was Hal Turner was an FBI disinformation agent, and he was putting out information just to confuse the public, and he was lying. And, of course, the coin, yes, but it was not an official coin. It was a privately minted coin. But it was a very confused, very convincing story. So what you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is never believe anything you hear on television or read in the media, because it may be true. But there's a very good possibility it is not true. Well, if you have a question, comment, something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and this is Open Lines here at Radio Liberty, and we'll talk about whatever you like to talk about or what you think about this. But then let's talk about the response. Now, remember, if we want to analyze what happened, you have to think about the reason for the oil spill, the response to the oil spill, the result of the oil spill, and then the repercussions of the oil spill. You have to separate them. And we don't know why this happened, but we're told it was because British Petroleum took shortcuts, and that's why this whole thing happened. But who's putting out all these other stories to confuse us on that, and where is the real truth? Well, President Obama has said he's going to appoint a committee to look into it and see what happened. But you honestly believe that the committee appointed by the administration is going to tell us the truth any more than the Warren Commission told us the truth about what really happened as far as the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, or the 9/11 Commission headed by Tom Reed and Lee Hamilton, both members of the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, really told us the truth about what happened on September 11th. And all of these committees are not appointed to tell you the truth, to reveal the truth, but they're there to conceal the truth and give you the impression they're trying to find out what really happened. It's like so many of the congressional investigations, you know. They have the congressional investigations, they call the leaders of the tobacco company to talk about tobacco, and they all get up and say, tobacco doesn't produce cancer, tobacco is not addicting, and nobody ever goes to prison for lying. I mean, it was like the little girl who was called in, after Saddam Hussein attacked Kuwait back in 1990, and of course the American government, went to war with Kuwait because of this little girl's testimony about the, having seen these wicked Iraqi soldiers throwing little babies out of the bassinets and then bayoneting them, and it was she was crying there, you know, and you could see her on television there testifying before Congress, and was all a lie. But she was never sent to prison. She was the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States. And it was all carefully staged. Every tear was a lie. But, of course, it actually got the American people to say, oh, we've got to do something about the wicked Saddam Hussein. And so we went to war. That was the first Gulf War. And, of course, we lost very few people during the war, but because of the Gulf War illness, over 80,000, almost 80,000 of those young men we sent over there, and this was as of a year ago, last January, over almost 80,000 were dead from some cause, young, healthy people who went off to fight in the first Gulf War. Well, be that as it may, then, of course, let's look at the what has actually happened as a result of the oil spill, and said, hey, what about the response? Well, BP says it just can't figure out what to do. Now, there are a number of things they could do. Certainly, the Royal Dutch Shell has ships standing by. They've offered to help. They have the ability to put down large pipes there, pull up all the oil, separate the oil from the water, and have the oil there. But we've refused to allow them to do that. Why would you refuse to do something that would remove 95% of the oil that's bellowing up into the Gulf? Unless, of course, you wanted this whole thing for another purpose. British Petroleum initially had this very large, heavy container that they lower down over the top of the spill, but we're told, oh, we just couldn't use it because there were methane crystals there. And you know methane crystals, you know what that means, and I'm not sure what it means, but it sure sounded very dangerous or lethal. Methane crystals, as if they're something that are going to explode down there on the floor of the ocean where there's no oxygen, no way that they could possibly ignite. But that didn't matter, because all they had to do was put a major pipe on the top of this receptacle and funnel the oil that's gushing out and collected in this big container up to the surface. But they wouldn't do that because they don't want a solution. Ladies and gentlemen, we're 55 days into this and they don't want a solution. This is one of the greatest opportunities to change the direction of America. And if you heard President Obama's speech tonight, that was the whole theme. I mean, things are going to change. We're going to quit using fossil fuels. I mean, we can't continue using fossil fuels. We've got to go to alternative energy sources. And he spoke specifically about wind and solar energy, and he said, you know, a lot of people say that we can't afford this, but I say we cannot afford not to do this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they did this in Spain, and basically they lost two or three jobs for every one job they produced, and Spain is totally bankrupt today. And we cannot afford this because it's totally illogical. If we want to create electricity, why don't we develop nuclear power? We have not had nuclear power since this phony Three Mile Island incident. There was time to go along with the release of a film from Hollywood called The China Syndrome with Jack Lemmon and Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane, as it were. Of course, Hanoi Jane wanted to destroy our economy, and that's what this whole Three Mile Island was. It was to block us from developing and using nuclear energy, even though we knew how to do it. We knew exactly what to do with the spent fuel rods, just simply recycle them. Only Congress passed legislation that we couldn't do that. Every other country can do it. France gets 80% of their electricity from nuclear power plants, and other countries comparable were building nuclear power plants or subsidizing them over in China. We're actually guaranteeing the loan so China can put in five major nuclear power plants, and we're putting up the money to guarantee their loans, and of course they're going to be built with American technology by Westinghouse, which incidentally today is a Japanese firm. Westinghouse is no longer an American firm because, of course, more and more of our corporations are being bought up as the American government intentionally transfers America's corporations and America's manufacturing and America's wealth to other countries. But we can't let the American people understand what this is really all about. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, what's happening down there along the Gulf Coast, we find out that, you know, certainly the way of life of the people along the Gulf Coast is going to change, and probably will be many years before it ever gets back to normal, because they're going to let that oil continue just running out there as long as they possibly could justify it. Certainly, British Petroleum, President Obama has told British Petroleum, they're going to have to cover all the expenses. The trouble is the law, the American law, is that the company can be held responsible for $75 million. But we're going to change the law retroactively. You can't do that, ladies and gentlemen. That's against our Constitution, but President Obama doesn't believe in the Constitution. He's demanding that British Petroleum pick up all the money for all the expenses. In fact, that they give the money to the federal government and they'll dole it out. They're talking about $10 billion, $20 billion. New York Times is talking about $40 billion. And some people have said there's not enough money in the world to pay for all the damages that are going to occur. As this continues, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking about the oil spill. And we're talking about, really, the terrible things that are going on there. And the fact that the American government has not responded. President Obama keeps going down.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Out is the from the Valdez, where of course the Valdez actually leaked up there in Alaska here a decade and a half ago. So every week we have a new Valdez oil leak there in the Gulf. But Janice is pointing out that certainly there are a lot of other things being released, and certainly, and I know this is something Lindsay Williams talks about, the hydrogen sulfide, the other toxic gases that are coming up. And Janice points out that if you notice when you watch television that the oil that's coming out is not black, it's brown, or it's just other colors in it, and this represents the toxic gases, and her claim is that certainly they should begin thinking about evacuating the areas along the coast there, because if these toxic gases were to reach there in the high levels that are coming out, why, they could have a disastrous effect on the health of the people living in the southern states. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Open lines. But if you'd like to talk on this or some other subject, give us a call. Well, Janice, where is the source of this information? I know our listeners would like to be able to validate it.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, one of your favorite people, Lindsay Williams himself, has divulged all of the truth behind this matter on the Alex Jones program, and I'm hoping that you are going to have him on your program in the next few days.
He'll be on tomorrow night for 2 hours, Janice. Go ahead.
I would advise everyone listening now to call all of their friends and family to tell them to listen to you tomorrow night, because this oil was drilled 25,000 feet below the 5,000-foot water level. This is the deepest drilled well that has ever happened or occurred in the entire world and length of time they've ever been drilling, far beyond Russian. Whatever Russia has done, but this the far outweighing outcome is the far reaching effects are abominable. And please, everybody, listen to Lindsay Williams tomorrow with Dr. Stan. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for all that you're doing, and I just praise God for your ministry. You are the man who is sounding the alarm, and we are so grateful for your radio liberty.
Well, God bless. I appreciate your words of encouragement. If we're just trying to get the information out, trying to get people to think and to question about everything going on, because we're talking, you know, certainly an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about $20 billion. An article in the New York Times talking about $40 billion of damage. Other articles saying there's not enough money in the world to pay for all the damage that's going to be there. You have to understand that BP stands for British Petroleum. And British Petroleum is certainly a British company largely owned by members of the British royal family. But all of the pension funds and insurance funds and so many other organizations over there in England are invested in British Petroleum. And what happens when they stop paying dividends? What happens when their stock falls and falls dramatically? What happens if British Petroleum goes bankrupt because of this, or certainly goes into Chapter 11 and Chapter 13, and certainly, you know, what happens if British Petroleum is destroyed and you destroy the economy of Great Britain as a result of this, because this is a major factor over there? All of these things are in the offing, and we don't know what's going to happen, but I think this certainly could create a tremendous antagonism between the people of Great Britain and the people of the United States, because we are hitting them right where it hurts, and that is their incomes, in their pensions, in their insurance policies, in every aspect of banking and the economy over in Great Britain, which is already on the rocks, and this could simply push them over the abyss. Have any thoughts on that, Janice?
Yes, this will be used to accomplish their timeline for the 2010-2012. This is what they needed to push all of their programs on us that have been looming. And just like Rahm Emanuel says, don't ever let a catastrophe go
Don't ever let a good crisis go to waste. Was this,
yeah,
was a,
right.
That's Rahm Emanuel, and of course Hillary Clinton said essentially the same thing. And they're using this, and certainly if you listen to Barack Obama this evening, it was a magnificent speech. It was so convincing. But the whole basic theme was, oh, this is a terrible problem, but I'm going to appoint a committee to look into it. And if anybody believes the committee is going to tell us the truth, why, I've got a wonderful bridge over here across Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay, I'd be glad to sell them. But the significant thing was that it was all, we have to have alternative energy. This is the time we're going to have to just simply limit carbon emissions. What they've done is they've stopped literally all oil drilling out there. They've even stopped the people working on the rigs that are already there. There are laws that limit BP's liability to $75 million, and now we're going to simply repeal those laws retroactively, which is totally unconstitutional, but Mr. Obama doesn't believe in the Constitution. He has an agenda. Hey, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Janice, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yes. I was watching CNN and Fox. CNN is reporting that it is emitting 60,000 gallons, 60,000 barrels a day, and it's reported on Fox 2.5 million barrels a day as of today. They are so... It's preposterous.
Well, but Janice, what they're doing is they're putting out all of this conflicting information so that you can't think effectively. And then they shift from barrels to gallons and gallons to barrels. And then, of course, all the different amounts there. So we don't know what is going on. I know Lindsay has some shocking information, and we'll be looking forward to getting it tomorrow because he claims that, at least according to his sources, all of the information we're getting is wrong, and certainly the toxic gases are one of the major problems that can have a profound impact. And we know that the government lies. They lied about the destruction of the Twin Towers and the danger to the people who worked there on the pile. And really, of course, you know, thousands of those people who were in there working on the cleanup have permanent pulmonary damage, and their lives have been destroyed. So and they were lied to. I mean, certainly the head of the EPA, I think her name was Whitman, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, she simply said there's nothing to worry about. You go back there. You don't have to worry. You go back to work. And, of course, these people believed her, and the lungs are destroyed. Some of them died already. And it's simply because the government was putting out information they knew was a lie. There was tremendous toxic gases and contaminants there of the records of the Twin Towers, and I suspect this is the same is going to be true as far as this oil leak. Go ahead.
Lindsay Williams has done his homework, and he has conferred with the EPA. It has been proven and tested that the hydrogen sulfide, the allowable and acceptable amount, safe amount, is 5 to 10 parts per billion. Per the EPA test 3 days ago, it is emitting 1,200 parts per billion right now. Benzene, 0 to 4 parts per billion are safe. Right now, being emitted is 3,000 parts per billion. Benzene is known for leukemia, cancer, damaging bone marrow. The exposure to benzene is...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Janice from upstate New York, and she's just saying that certainly the levels of release of benzene and of hydrogen sulfide and of other noxious gases that are coming out from this oil leak are simply devastating. And of course, if they were to get over and certainly the wind was to shift them over into along the coast, why, it would have a devastating effect. Does Lindsay talk about the possibility of evacuating the people in that area?
you said that they should be evacuated, but there's such a cover-up that they are not being evacuated, and we should pray that there should be no hurricanes or any strong winds that are going to be blowing northeast, south, or west, because it'll carry it for thousands of miles.
Well, one of the interesting things is that President Obama called for the mobilization of the National Guard, and they're going to send National Guard troops down there. I mean, the thing is that rather than sending down National Guard troops, why don't they simply go out and put down a containment vessel over the top of this pipe with a pipe from the top of the containment vessel that would funnel the oil up? But, you see, that would be a simple solution. They do not want a solution, because if they did, how would they be able to, Chris, to have us, our attention simply centered on this terrible tragedy in the Gulf as they're preparing for war with Iran? How would they be able to justify all these new programs, which of course are going to cripple our nation and bankrupt our nation, shifting over instead of fossil fuels to wind and solar? Now, there's nothing wrong with wind or solar, but it's so fabulously expensive, and certainly Barack Obama acknowledged that this evening. He said some people say this is so expensive we can't afford it, but I say we can't afford not to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, our country is already on the verge of financial bankruptcy. We're actually, of course, going to have a deficit this year of $1.6 trillion. This one year, $1.6 trillion. Remember, it took us almost 200 years from 1789 until 1980 before we accumulated $1 trillion in debt. And with Barack Obama at the helm, why we're going to get $1.6 trillion in simply one year. And what he's talking about is massive new expenditures. And then, of course, he's not telling you he's going to take us into a war in Iran. It's only a matter not of if, but when. But all of the aircraft carriers will be in place by certainly the first or second week of August, and sending over either three or four carrier groups. Why would you do that unless you're planning on going to war? But, of course, they're going to convince the American people, oh, no, we never intended for it to happen, but, oh, shucks, what could we do? I mean, Iran sunk one of our battleships, our carriers, or Iran killed some Americans, and to avenge the shedding of American blood, we're going to have to kill millions more Americans. So it's perfectly logical, but this is where we're going. But right now, of course, I believe that what's going on in the Gulf is a lethal deception, but it can be lethal, and it's going to have terrible effect on the certainly on the aquatic life, and certainly on the lives of the people in that area. And in fact, there's an old prophecy in the Bible about the sea turning to blood, and certainly a third of the sea is going to be contaminated, and a third of the creatures in the sea will die. I hope this is not that prophetic situation, but it's certainly there are many, many people who are suggesting it is. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Janice, would you like to put out the figures again that Lindsay Williams had about the safe levels of hydrogen sulfide and of benzene and the other volatile gases that are coming up?
Yes, he said hydrogen sulfide safe levels were 5 to 10 parts per billion. They have measured 1,200 parts per billion 3 days ago. Benzene is safe at 0 to 4 parts per billion. Measured 3 days ago, 3,000 parts per billion. Methylene chloride is safe at 61 parts per billion. And they were measured between 3,000 and 3,400 parts per billion.
So basically, of course, this is going to be a terrible, terrible problem. Did he tell you actually how much oil that they are really putting out? Because his source of information is supposedly, I won't tell you what oil company this man worked for, but when he retired, he was the president of one of the major oil companies in the world. So, but how much oil is supposedly really coming out, according to Lindsay?
He said 5 million barrels.
All right. So basically, we get these, and then, of course, you go from barrels to gallons, and you don't know what to believe. But the important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that they could put down a containment vessel and pipe it off the top of that. They could simply siphon it out. The Royal Dutch Shell is offered to have their ships right there. They could actually simply suck off most of this oil. But they're going to get around to that next week or next month or maybe the month after that. Ladies and gentlemen, the response is the important thing, and they're not trying to solve the problem. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. But
Dr.
we've seen.
Stan,
go ahead.
I was inaccurate about that. He said there were 4 million gallons per day, and the PSI pressure is 20,000 pounds per square inch, which blew out all of the safety devices.
All right, fine. And certainly that is the basic, some of the information we're getting, that basically there was much more pressure there than anybody anticipated. Okay,
yes.
Anything else you want to say, Janice?
I say that this will help them accomplish their agenda, and everybody consult your Bibles. This is revelation coming upon us. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Your crown is going to be heavier than Paul Revere's if he was saved. And I look forward to seeing you by the Crystal Sea. You are one of the most important men of the day that is sounding the alarm. And we thank you so much for your efforts and your research. You are wonderful. Praise God for your ministry.
Well,
thank you so much.
My wife, too. I couldn't do it without her. Anyway,
Barbara, absolutely.
Okay.
Barbara, you know, they say, well, we won't say what they say about men, women behind men, but she's a very, very important person in your ministry. I know her. I've spoken to her.
Well, she is very important. I couldn't get by without her. Anyway, thanks so much, Janice.
Thank you.
Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, the Wall Street Journal reports, the BP oil spill is already a calamity for the Gulf Coast ecosystem and economy, but now Washington is looking to lever all political blame. It could also become a disaster for the rule of law. And, of course, this is the significant thing, ladies and gentlemen, because Congress originally passed legislation that limited the liability of a company to $75 million for an oil spill. Now, because, of course, the enormity of what's happened, they want to change the law. But they want to change it retroactively. And, of course, if they can change it retroactively for British Petroleum, they could change it retroactively for any one of us. They could change it retroactively for me. And they, if we should go to war with Iran, and they should say, you know, nobody now will speak out against the government and point out that the government has been planning this war for a long time. And then maybe I just would quit talking about that. But they could say, but you talked about it before we passed the law, and so therefore you are a criminal and off to prison with you. What we're doing is abandoning the rule of law. This is the real frightening thing about what's going on today. The fact that the Congress is considering changing the law retroactively, and where is the outcry from the American people? Now, I have no sympathy for British Petroleum. I think that they are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're right in with all the other people who are creating this scam and prolonging this and refusing to do what is logical to solve the problem. However, I simply do not think that we are justified in changing the law retroactively. Do you? Well, maybe you do. Let us know what you think. But remember, there is a cabal that runs everything. And certainly, British Petroleum is part of that cabal, as is Exxon, as is Shell. In fact, all of the major oil companies tie into the Bilderberger Group and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. In fact, the former head of the of British Petroleum was a man named Peter Sutherland. And Peter Sutherland quit just a short while ago, and he took on a job as one of the major executives within Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs then, very shortly thereafter, sold 46% of their interest in British Petroleum just a couple of weeks before this occurred. Do you think that they might have had advanced knowledge as well? Peter Sutherland is certainly one of the important people. He belongs to all the right organizations, you know, the Trilateral Commission, part of the elite that rules the world. Would the elite that rule the world produce something like this? You bet they would. Well, let's go to Henry calling from New England. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can't tell the players without a program. That's why you need the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. We've compiled that at last year. That'll give you the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers as of last year, of the Group of 30 you've never heard of, but these are the people who rule the world behind the scenes, and behind them, the powerful dark forces that we talk about. Well, Henry, how are you doing?
Yeah, how you doing? Okay. About BP, a couple of things. One, I made a comment, and I'm going to say it here, too. Can you imagine if this was an Irish oil company or a German oil company? And they would have never, first, especially Irish, you would have heard all kinds of stink and this and that. They would have been fined $1 million a day. But because it's a British petroleum, and it's one of the owners is the Queen of England and royal family, of England, okay, for some reason Obama pussyfoots, you know, and sort of, you know, gives him a slap on the wrist. He's very light. But here's something else that people haven't thought about. Have you heard of a company which is, like, linked to, works for BP, called Transocean, or Transatlantic Ocean?
I haven't heard of it, Saul. I'm sorry. What can you tell me about it?
All right. Well, there's a company called Transocean. It is the headquarters in Switzerland. And Switzerland is a great place to have corporations, okay. And they do the contracts for drilling. They're one of the major contractors for major oil companies around the world. And they also, I think, they deal with insurance if there's a spill, okay? And I heard this on Joyce Riley's Power Hour, but this was a while ago, but not that long ago, like last week, that's all, where if they don't want to fix it because if for some reason, even though BP stock is going down and nobody would buy BP, the Transocean stock is going up, and I think they're like if there's more of a disaster, the has to do with the, I think they put out insurance too. The you know, the profits will increase greater. Now that doesn't, in a way, that doesn't make sense.
Cause well, the thing is, you have derivative contracts, and you actually sell them short. Why? Of course, you can make a lot of money. If you were to have shorted a BP stock with derivatives, you could have made a fortune on already and retired for the rest of your life.
Okay, now you mean like an option where you
will be these are sort of like options, but debentures are certainly insurance policies with any money behind them, but you can leverage tremendously on these things, and certainly this is what the other banks and various corporations and hedge funds will do, and they get into these derivatives, and it's simply a bet, and you don't even have to have BP stock. You can just bet BP has got to go down. Somebody's on the other side, and if you are right, why, of course, you don't cost very much to get the derivative. But, of course, you could leverage this tremendously. And so fabulous fortunes are made. That's the John Paulson and PIMCO, the two large hedge funds, made a fabulous amount of money betting that the collateralized debt obligations, these housing bonds, were going to collapse, which they did. And when they did, why, of course, I think it was John Paulson made $4.5 billion. And that's pretty good money. Yeah, anyway, do you have another point you wanted to make, Henry?
Yeah, well, apparently, I would look this up. If somebody out there who heard that show with Joyce Riley or knows about Transocean, I think that's what she said, Transocean or Transatlantic Ocean, or it's Transocean, and there is such a stock and there is such a company, and they did work for BP in the past. Now, the other thing, I'll end it here, so I'm going to go, but while I'll end it here, one other thing I was going to say is this. I think it's ironic, too, that the British, much more so than any other countries in Europe, are the biggest promoters of global warming. And everything is man's fault, and, you know, with the climate and this and that. Meanwhile, they still have HARP, though, by the way, which caused a lot of things from, you know, tsunami had something underneath the ground of the ocean there. This business with HARP where they I believe they use that with the hurricane stuff and everything else. And that's because they could do that in one end and then try to get the people to believe global warming. But the biggest perpetrators of global warming is Britain. And even the scientists, even around my age, like in their 30s, that in Denmark, who do not believe that global warming is man-made and that there's no man-made global warming. And the president of Czechoslovakia, of the Czech Republic, also disputes this business of global warming.
So well, I think that you have to understand, Henry, and I'm sure you do, that there is a black nobility. The black nobility of the royal houses of Europe that have been around for many hundreds of years, and of course the head of the black nobility is the British monarchy, and they all tie in together. They tie into business, and they tie into banking, and of course they work in very close conjunction with the international financiers, but they're all part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness.
All right, but BP has the worst environmental record, though, out of all the oil companies. That's what I'm saying.
I think I've heard the same thing.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll go. If anybody out there knows about Transocean, I'll listen. Okay?
All right, fine. And incidentally, Joyce Farley will be our guest here. She's ordinarily on the fourth Wednesday of every month, and that's Joyce Farley. Well, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Now, of course, the Obama administration is asking British Petroleum to put up, $20 or $30 or $40 billion, which they don't actually have. They've only got about $11 billion on hand, but of course, they want them to put up this money, and they want to put it into a government fund so that the government can determine who's going to get the money. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you really believe that the government is going to be able to put that money out honestly and fairly without giving some people a great deal of money and not giving it to others? We've seen the way they've treated the American Indians through the years, and they've robbed them. They've taken their money that should have gone to the Indians, and they've kept it for themselves. And of course, they did this with the Japanese after the Second World War, and they lost their property. And of course, the government got it and simply gave it to their friends. But the Obama administration wants, of course, the British Petroleum to put all the money into a fund that they will handle. Now, first of all, according to current law, British Petroleum is only liable for $75 million. They've already put out $30 or $40 million. But we want to get $20 or $40 or $80 or $100 or $300 billion. Some people say there's not enough money in the world to pay for it all. Well, certainly this is a difficult time as far as the oil spill is concerned. We may never know what really happened, how it all came about. We know the official story, and it was just...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him
right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
1-800-4-8-9-2-7. 1-800-544-8927. Lindsay Williams will be with us tomorrow evening for 2 hours. And the reason we did open lines tonight was so we could give Lindsay 2 hours tomorrow to tell you his amazing story. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it, because it will give you an entirely different perspective of what's going on in the world today. If I could suggest my April newsletter, and if you can get it on the Internet, it should be posted by now, April 2010 newsletter, because it gives you an overview of the secret cabal that controls America. And that's the title of the newsletter, Secret Cabal 1. Well, I'm working on Secret Cabal 2, and it is really a fascinating story. As you go back and read the things that were written many years ago, some of it 100 years ago, about, of course, the origin of the wars of the past, and how it was the people, members of this cabal, that created these wars. But it was always done in the name of bringing about world peace. And how do you bring about world peace? Why you engineer wars. And that was the reason for the Boer War and the First World War. You remember, that was the war to end all wars. That was the slogan. The war to end all wars, the war to make the world safer democracy. And then you get to the Second World War, of course, it was American corporations associated with the Council on Foreign Relations that were providing the military equipment for Adolf Hitler, not only before, but during the war. And certainly, if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, you'll find out that the Cliveden set, which was the part of this cabal, Brotherhood of Darkness, that's what they called it, you know, in the years leading up to the Second World War, they were encouraging Adolf Hitler at every turn. If you haven't read Tragedy and Hope, you need to get the book, you need to read it through twice, along with Professor Quigley's book. The Anglo-American Establishment, that book was actually suppressed for 32 years. It is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. So give us a call. You need to get this information, and then you need to encourage others to help us get the information out. But what other people have missed when they've talked about the secret cabal was the occult forces that energized the people who were involved, and something from Cecil Rhodes was involved in masonry, and the people who followed him were involved in the occult. But the man who's inspired Cecil Rhodes in his dream about creating a world government was a man named John Ruskin. And John Ruskin was an Oxford Don who was deeply involved in the occult. And you can go up on the Internet. Fortunately, we have the Internet, so you can check these things out. John Ruskin was deeply involved in the occult, a deeply troubled man. And yet he inspired a whole generation of young Englishmen with this idea of bringing about a world government under British control. Of course, they destroyed England with the First World War, so they transferred control to the United States with the idea of creating a power so great that in the future, why, of course, there'd never be another war. But how do you get that power so great? Why, you launch a series of wars, and this is exactly what they're in the process of doing today. They're launching a series of wars. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, why, we're going to have a great deal of problems here in the United States. We are going to war with Iran. Everything points in that direction. The people in the know that Sydney keeping us abreast of what's going on, they all agree that war is coming. That's only a matter of time. So, well, certainly our hope is, ladies and gentlemen, that you'll do everything you can to help us get the information out. But right now, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I would mention